Anthropic shipped a model today that openly admits it will sometimes lie to you about why it can't help. Buried in the system card, quote, "These safeguards will not be visible to the user. And the model will not fall back. It will simply behave worse." That's the trade Anthropic is making on its biggest release of the year. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big day, Marcus. Anthropic launches Claude Fable 5 and the Mythos class, resetting the coding benchmark leaderboard, but introducing silent safeguards that have the AI community in an uproar. A self-replicating worm called Miasma compromises 73 Microsoft GitHub repos and weaponizes AI coding agents. A German court rules Google's AI overviews are Google's own speech. Apple confirms Siri AI won't ship in the EU at all. Apollo's chief economist asks where the AI jobs crisis actually is. Google launches Gemini Omni for video. And one developer rewrote 360,000 lines of Git in Rust in 3 weeks for $15,000. The first frontier model that's allowed to sandbag you. The first supply chain worm built specifically for AI coding agents. And a German court rewriting AI provider liability in 20 pages. Lead story, Marcus. Walk me through Claude Fable 5.
This is the biggest frontier release of the quarter, Kate. Anthropic released Fable 5 on Monday, the first generally available model from a new tier they're calling Mythos class, sitting above Opus. A second model, Claude Mythos 5, ships the same weights with most safeguards lifted, restricted to vetted Project Glasswing cyber defense partners. The numbers are striking. Fable 5 posts 80.3% on SWE Bench Pro versus Opus 4.8 at 69, GPT 5.5 at 58.6, and Gemini 3.1 Pro at 54.2. On the harder Frontier Code Diamond benchmark, the one we covered yesterday, Fable 5 hits 29.3%. Opus 4.8 was at 13.4, GPT 5.5 at 5.7.
So the gap widened in a single release.
Significantly, Kate. Stripe says Fable 5 completed a 50 million line Ruby migration in 1 day that would have taken a human team 2 months. On the science side, Anthropic reports protein design accelerated roughly 10 times by their internal experts. 9 of 14 protein targets yielded strong drug candidates. And scientists preferred Fable 5's novel molecular biology hypotheses to Opus output about 80% of the time. Pricing is $10 per million input tokens, 50 per million output, double Opus 4.8, but less than half the Mythos preview rate. Included free on Pro, Max Team, and Enterprise plans through June 22nd.
And then the controversy.
This is the part that has the AI community legitimately divided, Kate. Anthropic openly admits Fable 5 ships with silent classifiers that route certain requests, cybersecurity, biology and chemistry, model distillation, and what they call frontier LLM development, to weaker behavior or to an Opus 4.8 fallback. The system card states the safeguards will not be visible to the user. And for distillation and competitor cases, the model simply behaves worse without falling back at all. A viral post by blogger John Reddy argues this is the first frontier model that can't be reliably debugged because you can't distinguish hidden policy restrictions from genuine model errors. And he flags that the boundary around frontier LLM development is wide. Pre-training pipelines, distributed training, accelerator design, even embeddings and re-ranker work could trip the classifier.
Anthropic's defense.
Fewer than 5% of sessions affected, Kate. Over 1,000 hours of external red teaming with no universal jailbreaks. And there's a strategic note worth surfacing. Mythos 5 explicitly includes distillation prevention targeting competing models in authoritarian countries, which is a barely coded reference to Chinese open-source labs distilling Western frontier output. so the Western policy logic here is genuine. The libertarian objection is also genuine. You're paying $10 a million for a model that may quietly refuse to do useful work and tell you nothing about why. Enterprise auditors are going to have a very interesting Q3.
Quick hits. Marcus, the miasma worm. This one scared me.
It should, Kate. A self-replicating supply chain worm dubbed miasma, a direct evolution of the mini-shy Hulud worm from May, compromised 73 Microsoft repositories across the Azure, Azure Samples, Microsoft, and Microsoft Docs GitHub organizations, starting around June 5th. Attackers used stolen contributor credentials to push a malicious commit to Azure/Durable task, planting config files that trigger credential harvesting payloads when a victim opens the repo in Claude Code, Cursor, VS Code, or Gemini CLI. GitHub's automated sweep disabled the affected repos in 105 seconds. Microsoft confirmed they notified, quote, a small number of customers who pulled the affected content.
And the vector is the new piece.
Genuinely novel, Kate. Instead of waiting for someone to run npm install, Miasma fires when an AI coding agent reads the repo at session start. It exfiltrates whatever tokens, API keys, and cloud credentials the agent has access to. Spreads via three vectors: malicious npm pre-install hooks, malicious binding.jip files, and direct commits using stolen creds. And the toolkit has now been published publicly on GitHub. Copycats are imminent.
Why this matters?
This is the first supply chain attack engineered specifically against AI coding agents, Kate. And the blast radius is whoever you let your agent loose on. Most developers give Claude Code or Cursor far more credential access than they give a junior engineer. GitHub's response was the NPM V12 announcement that landed alongside this. Lifecycle scripts disabled by default. Per package allow lists. That's a breaking change for half the JavaScript ecosystem, and it's still necessary. Expect every shop running agentic coding to have a fine-grained token review on the calendar by Friday.
Marcus, the German court ruling. This feels significant.
It is, Kate. The Regional Court of Munich issued a temporary injunction against Google, ruling that AI overviews are Google's own statements, not pointers to third-party sources. The court found the AI rewrites information in its own words and according to its own structure, and frequently generates claims, quote, that are not even made in the search results. That makes them the defendant's own statements. Judges explicitly rejected Google's argument that traditional search engine and host provider immunities apply. They called AI overviews independent, new and substantive statements, requiring independent verification. Google must pay 80% of legal costs.
And the user behavior point.
The court rejected Google's defense that users should fact-check the overview, Kate. They cited research showing users almost never click through to source links. So the responsibility sits with the provider. This is the first major Western ruling that treats AI output as the provider's own speech, not a hosted excerpt. If other EU courts adopt this, Google, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Perplexity have three options: show their work, accept defamation liability at scale, or pull AI summaries from the EU entirely. And it pairs with the Apple EU story coming up next. The EU's regulatory regime is genuinely starting to bite on AI products.
Marcus, Apple and the EU. They said no.
Confirmed yesterday, Kate. Siri AI features announced at WWDC on Monday will not ship in the EU on iOS 27 or iPadOS 27, cutting off roughly 450 million users. The EU rejected Apple's request for an 18-month exemption from the Digital Markets Act. A commission spokesperson said DMA rules are, quote, non-negotiable, just like a police officer would not exempt a driver from respecting the speed limit. Apple's most concrete compromise was a trusted system agent middle layer that would give third-party voice assistants the same device-level capabilities as Siri, without, Apple claims, creating a security hole. The EU called it a non-starter. Siri AI will still ship on macOS 27 and visionOS 27 because Macs and Vision Pro aren't gatekeeper devices under the DMA.
Why this matters?
Third major Apple feature delayed in the EU because of the DMA, Kate. After iPhone mirroring and Apple Intelligence V1. Apple's argument is the DMA forces it to open Siri's DeepOS integration to third parties, creating an unsecurable data backdoor on the device. The EU's counter is Apple can't get exceptions just because it's the biggest player. Either way, EU iPhone users are now meaningfully behind on AI features. A clear data point in the broader Europe is losing the AI race through self-inflicted regulation thesis. The Munich court ruling and the DMA standoff in the same week tell you Brussels has decided AI products are where it draws the line. The cost is going to land on European consumers and European startups long before it lands on Apple.
Marcus, switching tone. The AI jobs crisis. Where is it?
Apollo Global's chief economist Torsten Sloke published a short note this week with exactly that question as the title, Kate. He argues the aggregate data does not support the AI-driven layoff narrative. May non-farm payrolls up 172,000. Job openings per unemployed worker back above 1.0. Sloke's logic, if AI were displacing workers at scale, you'd see rising unemployment and collapsing openings. The data shows the opposite.
And the counter.
Hacker News commenters made the obvious point, Kate. The aggregate picture is fine. The junior software role and entry-level white-collar picture is very different. Every software hiring manager I know reports the same thing. They've effectively frozen graduate hiring because one mid-level engineer with Claude code now does the work of three juniors plus a junior. Yesterday, we covered the viral essay arguing LLMs are eroding software careers. Sloke's note is the macro counterweight. Both are true. The economy in aggregate is absorbing AI fine. The training pipeline for the next generation of engineers is not. And that's a problem you only see in the data 5 years from now, when there are no senior engineers to promote.
Marcus, Gemini Omni.
Quick one. Kate. Google DeepMind rolled out Gemini Omni, a multimodal model family that creates and edits video from any combination of image, audio, video, and text input. First variant, Gemini Omni Flash, ships to the Gemini app, Google Flow, and YouTube Shorts for AI Plus, Pro, and Ultra subscribers. API access in the following weeks. Separately, Google launched Gemini 3.1 Flash Lite. 2.5 times faster response, 45% faster output generation, 25 cents per million input tokens.
And the strategic note.
While Anthropic owns coding this week with Fable 5, Google is consolidating multimodal and consumer reach, Kate. The YouTube Shorts integration in particular puts video generation in front of roughly 2 billion users overnight. And the Flash-like price, 25 cents per million in, is a frontal attack on OpenAI's mini-tier economics. The platform distribution war we talked about yesterday is now visibly running on three fronts. Apple owns the device. Google owns the consumer surface. Anthropic owns the developer tool. OpenAI is fighting on every front and dominant on none.
Marcus, NVIDIA and Unitree.
Worth a flag, Kate. NVIDIA announced its first robotic system in partnership with Chinese firm Unitree Robotics, a 6-foot humanoid built on NVIDIA silicon and software. In Seoul, Jensen Huang met SK Chairman Chae Tae-won, LG Chairman Koo Kwang-mo, and Naver Chairman Lee Hae-jin to announce an AI factory build-out covering robotics, autonomous driving, and GPU cloud. And at Computex, Huang called Marvell Technology the next trillion-dollar company. Marvel shares jumped 32% the next day, its largest single-day gain ever.
And the Unitree wrinkle.
Real tension, Kate. NVIDIA partnering with a Chinese robotics company puts Jensen in the middle of the U.S.-China divide at exactly the moment the administration is tightening robotics component export controls. The honest read, NVIDIA will sell to anyone the export regime allows, because that's how it grows into the platform of physical AI globally. The strategic concern, every Unitree humanoid running NVIDIA's Isaac stack is one more lever Beijing has if relations sour. Worth watching whether Washington intervenes by the end of the quarter.
Marcus, Amazon engineers calling their own AI tools, quote, Sloppenheimer.
Good window into reality on the ground, Kate. 404 Media obtained access to an internal Amazon Slack channel where engineers post memes mocking the quality of Amazon's AI coding tool. They literally call it slop, and the company's failed initiatives to force adoption. Insiders confirm AWS's in-house LLM tool was widely panned. Kiro is largely abandoned internally, and Claude Code is the de facto coding agent among Amazon engineers, despite Amazon's huge Anthropic investment, supposedly meaning they should use Bedrock.
Why this matters?
Notable gap between Bezos's recent productivity revolution memo and what's actually happening, Kate. Amazon has poured billions into Anthropic and built Bedrock as a model marketplace, but its first-party tooling, Kiro, Q, Alexa Plus, keeps missing, and its own engineers route around it to use Claude direct from Anthropic. Distribution and platform integration matter, but the model still has to be good. Amazon is the cautionary tale.
Marcus, last quick hit. 3 weeks, 360,000 lines, 15 grand.
Striking data point, Kate. Scott Chacone, co-founder of GitHub and now of GitButler, used Claude Code, Cursor Cloud Agents, Cursor Grind Mode, and 70-plus coordinated Claude workflows to produce Grit, a library-first, memory-safe Rust re-implementation of Git. It passes 41,715 of Git's 42,001 tests, over 99%. Roughly 360,000 lines of code, 500-plus PRs, 7,000-plus commits, 3 weeks of active work, $10,000 to $15,000 in tokens, 45 billion tokens, consumes total.
And the licensing twist.
He released it under MIT rather than Git's GPL, Kate, arguing the architectural changes are substantial enough that it's not a derivative work. Hacker News is skeptical on both fronts, the legal theory and whether Grit was needed given GitOxide. But the concrete number matters. A year of senior engineer work compressed into 3 weeks at the cost of one engineer's monthly salary. That's the realistic frontier of agentic coding right now. And the licensing fight is a preview of what's coming. If, quote, the AI re-architected it gets accepted as a way around copyleft, every GPL codebase in the world becomes fair game for an MIT-licensed clone. The fights ahead in IP law are going to be uglier than the fights in safety policy.
Big picture, Marcus.
Two cross-currents stand out today, Kate. First, frontier capability is pulling away faster than people noticed. Fable 5's coding gap over GPT 5.5 and Gemini 3.1 Pro is now bigger than the gap between Opus 4.8 and last year's Sonnet. And Grit shows what falls within reach when you point one of these models at a real codebase. Second, the friction is moving from can the model do it, to can we trust it? Silent classifiers in Fable 5. Supply chain worms riding the AI agent session. German courts treating AI output as the provider's own speech. The EU forcing Apple to ship iPhones without Siri AI rather than open the OS to compliance. Capability is curving up, trust is curving down. The next year's interesting fights are all at that seam.
And the libertarian red.
Markets are still doing useful work, Kate. Anthropic just shipped a model that resets the leaderboard. Git Butler shipped a real piece of infrastructure for the price of a used car. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are visibly negotiating with the Model Labs rather than bowing to them. But the trust deficit is now a regulatory and legal problem, not just a PR one. Munich treats AI output as speech. Brussels treats AI features as gatekeeper functions. Washington is wrestling with whether NVIDIA can ship Chinese humanoids. And Anthropic itself is admitting in its own system card that the model you pay for will sometimes work worse than the model the cyber defenders get. The honest answer is the West can absolutely win this race. But the regulators, the courts, and the labs all need to be more transparent than they currently want to be. Because the alternative is a Chinese open weights ecosystem that's gaining ground precisely because it doesn't add invisible safety classifiers between you and the work.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.